In the aftermath of Sandy, volunteers set up local donation centers where residents could pick up hot meals, dry clothes, and cleaning supplies. In some cases, these centers have been run by churches. Others have been led by volunteers, sometimes from the Occupy movement, and other times just by individual neighbors. At one local volunteer site in Midland Beach, Staten Island, WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports volunteers face new challenges, including increased scrutiny from the city.
It was pretty much an accident that Ayman Youssef started giving out food and clothes to his neighbors.
I call myself a half-table man.
Half-table, with only some leftover items from an unexpected delivery. The Saturday after Sandy flooded his house, his nephew's fiance called and asked what could she bring him.
I said maybe a couple, you know, pants and couple socks. That's it. That's what I need.
She showed up later that day with a truck full of supplies and said she wanted to set up a table to give away whatever he didn't need. So that's what they did until the early evening. Then the next morning, they did the same thing all over again. That's when something started to happen.
All of a sudden, I see cars coming. Are you the recovery center? I start looking at the table. I said, no, I'm a half-table man over here. So half a table man, it's like the whole block.
In the days after the storm, sites like this popped up in hard-hit neighborhoods across the city. Occupy Sandy, an outgrowth of the Occupy movement, was one of the most nimble groups of organizers, getting people and resources to where they were needed most. Youssef says he's not affiliated with any group, although Occupy Sandy volunteers are among those who work at his site. It's mostly residents who arrived outside Youssef's home on Midland Avenue. As it grew, 13 tables of food, clothes, and cleaning supplies stretched down the sidewalk to the corner. That means part of the site is on public property, and that opens the door to more scrutiny from the city.
Jamie, food. I can't.
Hannah Scott coordinates volunteers at this site and at 8 others in Staten Island. Her phone is constantly ringing. The doe-eyed London native lives in Harlem. She began volunteering on Staten Island 2 days after the storm. Last week, NYPD officers told the volunteers they needed to move their setup 3 feet to clear the sidewalk. Scott says she's also heard from sanitation.
We have to keep the sidewalks clear. We have to keep it looking clean so that it doesn't look like a shanty town, apparently.
Across the street, an NYPD van is parked with officers watching. Volunteers from Occupy Sandy are particularly concerned that the city is going to shut down this and other grassroots efforts. If that happens, Dawn Beecham, who lives around the corner from Midland Avenue, says she doesn't know what she's going to do.
That would be terrible. That would be terrible. We don't know what. There's nothing in close, and we're trying to work as hard as we can, and you try to... I just went to the store, and it takes hours.
She and her husband lost 2 trucks in the storm. They had to be rescued by boat from their home. She says bus and train service around Staten Island can take a long time. Even car service is unreliable. So this Midland Avenue Center has been her go-to spot. On this day, for lunch.
I got the sausage, like the noodles and stuff, and they gave me bread and cornbread and brownies and water. So it's really a godsend, all of these people. And they bring us hope. And if I keep talking, I'll cry.
A spokesman for the mayor's office says the city's not planning to shut this or other sites down, for now. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.